And I'm off. Friday, October 19th, 11:20 a.m. Central Time. I'm in one fully loaded Prius. That doesn't mean it has a sunroof and seat warmers and a jacuzzi. It means it's full of crap. My crap and the crap belonging to my good friend Michelle, who lives in Las Vegas and whose stuff has been in my house for quite some time now. And man, Steve's moving company slash joke mobile is on the move. First stop, Calypso Cafe for a black bean salad. Then, second stop, Memphis, Tennessee, more specifically Germantown, at the home of Doug and Rona Green for tonight's big dumb show. The event starts at 7. We'll start the comedy at 8:30. It's gonna be nutty. So come on by, and I will drive carefully. And I know that's what you're thinking. Drive carefully, Steve. I'm driving carefully.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve Goody.
Okay, it's Friday night, October 19th, half hour before showtime. I'm in the fabulous home of Doug Green and Rona Mogul in Germantown, a just ridiculously nice suburb of Memphis, and their audience, their friends, the party they've thrown for this event. They're all just milling around. They're just all very excited. I'm in my quote-unquote dressing room, and I can hear them through the wall. Can you hear that? Oh, they're excited. Oh, it's going to be a big dumb show. And it was a big fun dumb show. Such nice people. Room about 40 folks, most of them scientists and smart and ready to pay attention and have a good time and play along. And beforehand, Doug did some magic, which was fantastic. And, oh, I want to remind you, if you like this podcast, by the way, subscribe if you would, either on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it. And if you go to where this is actually placed initially, all of this podcast stuff, which is www.nashvillecomedyshow.com, and then click podcast, there you'll see all of them. Also, there will be some video stuff. I'm shooting every show, and my good friend Ty is editing together all the bits and pieces. Probably be about 2 days behind. So the show I just did on Friday, the 19th of October, will probably appear on Sunday, and then we'll just proceed like that. So if you're wondering what the shows are like, you get to see a piece of each one if you'd like to. We just finished a show here in Memphis, and I'm talking with my good friend Doug Green. And he's mentioning that he did a tour in Liverpool, and the cab driver, the Fab Four cab driver, gave tours. It turned into a six-hour thing, and he had a whole big thing about Strawberry Fields.
Okay, so I'll tell you what Strawberry Fields was, as from the song. Uh-huh. John Lennon lived with his aunt and uncle, and right around the corner from their house was a orphanage. And the orphanage previously had been a strawberry farm. So it was called Strawberry Fields, but it wasn't anymore. It had a gate with strawberries on the wrought iron of the gate. John Lennon used to climb the fence and play with the kids. Huh. And then he'd climb over the fence and go back to his aunt and uncle's house. And the priest who ran it was very upset with him, didn't like it, because he said the kids would get upset. Why can he leave and we can't? So the priest would come over and tell his aunt and uncle that he has to stop, but he kept doing it. Huh. And finally, at one point, his uncle was angry with him and said, John, if you're ever caught over there again, they'll hang you. You'll be hung. But he still did it. And much later, not when he was the Beatle we knew. He was 15. He wrote a letter back to his aunt and said, you know, I've been thinking about it, and Strawberry Fields was nothing to be hung about. Huh. Hence the line in the song.
Wow.
And we saw a copy of the letter.
Huh. So you're not just making this up.
I'm not just making it up. This was really there.
Him. Yeah.
Or him. Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that fabulous to actually know that?
But why? Was he, because he liked hanging out with the orphans? Because he felt bad for them? Because he didn't like it at home?
There were just a lot of kids he could play with.
Yeah. But there's other kids in his world.
Yeah, but they were right there in his neighborhood. And, and actually, the neighborhood was kind of a busy street. It wasn't obvious that he could go up and down the street and find a lot of kids. So all the kids were there in the orphanage.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty
That's
fabulous.
A good story. Yep. Now tell us the Penny Lane story. The
Penny Lane story. So there's a story there, too.
One. All right, good.
So Paul McCartney would take a bus to school every day, but he had to change the bus at a roundabout where there was a bus station, mm-hmm. and get onto a different bus that would then go into school, where he would sit next to George Harrison, who was a year younger, but they both played guitar, and George was cool, so they would sit on the bus and talk about guitar. Uh-huh.
That's where they met?
That's where they met, on the bus. And where that bus exchange was Penny Lane. On the corner, it was a barber shop uh-huh. and a bank. Uh-huh. And right down the street is a fire station uh-huh. where the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. It's all there. Uh-huh. Right there. Mm-hmm. Yep. So wow. That's pretty cool. So after Paul McCartney had written Penny Lane, that's when John Lennon got a little jealous and said, gee, I could write a song like that. So he wrote Strawberry Fields. Wow.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
And it's 2 a.m, and I've got to get to sleep and drive 7 hours tomorrow, so just going to put up a song, and that'll be it. Woohoo.
Give me grief, cause I don't eat raw fish from the coral reef. On this sushi they're hooked, but I like my food cooked. I wanna know, where's the beef? I'm not down with this hip scene. I'll be at the diner having bacon and beans. Please don't make me eat sushi. I don't need your bacteria. I got KFC or E. coli. Please don't make me sushi. I get a hankering for chocolate pie. I get a craving for French fries. I get a yen sometimes for a pasta dish, but I never get a yearning for raw fish still squirming from the sea. Give me a salad or a waffle, man. If I want fish, I'll open a can. Please don't make me eat sushi. Ain't nothing wrong with a bowl of chili. I don't want to eat Free Willy. Please don't make me eat sushi. I like the teriyaki. I like the hot sake. I like the rice. I don't mind the spice. But I might commit Harry Carey if I don't get something culinary. Barbecue canary, stir fry the tooth fairy. I'm going back to dairy. Please don't make me eat sushi. I'll yell for help if I have to eat kelp. And where's my fortune cookie? I'd rather blow a fish than eat quote fish. Please don't make me.
Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.